It has been a quiet and cold start to the work week across our area. Under a mixture of clouds and sunshine, temperatures today have come up into the 20s. On average, that is about 10 degrees below seasonable levels for early to mid-February. We've also had a few snow showers in the air, mainly across the mountains north and west of the capital region. And we're also watching a band of lake effect snow that has developed off of Lake Ontario. That band of snow will impact the Mohawk Valley coming up tonight into tomorrow morning. In areas that see the most persistent snow, a few inches of accumulation will be possible. There is a lake effect snow advisory in effect for the Utica area through 10 a.m. tomorrow. Elsewhere, we'll have a few snow showers from time to time. We could even see a few flurries or snow showers come right down the Mohawk River into the capital region. Otherwise, it's just going to be a cold night, with temperatures falling back into the single digits above and below zero. During the day tomorrow, high pressure will begin to build in from the west. We'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. There's still the chance for a few mountain snow showers north and west of Albany, and we're also going to have the threat for some lake effect snow, especially tomorrow morning through portions of the Mohawk Valley. But as the day moves along, that band of snow will tend to shrink back towards the lake. We'll start to see things dry out. And again, across most of the area, tomorrow will be a dry but cold day with high temperatures in the teens and 20s. Sunshine will be with us on Wednesday as high pressure moves directly overhead. Temperatures will be in the 20s. Then that high pressure area will move off to the east, opening the door to a large coastal storm on Thursday. At this point, the computer modeling is still all over the place in terms of the storm track. And as you know, the track of the storm will ultimately determine exactly where the precipitation will fall and in what form. So we're still a couple of days out. There is a lot of uncertainty in regards to that Thursday and Thursday night forecast. So that's something that we will monitor over the next few days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers in the mountains, low in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, variably cloudy, with a chance of mountain snow showers, high in the teens. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Variably to mostly cloudy tonight, areas of lake effect snow, a chance of snow showers outside of those bands, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, some early bands of lake effect snow, and still a chance of snow showers through the day, with highs in the teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the single digits. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Variably cloudy tonight, with a chance of snow showers or flurries, low in the single digits. Tomorrow partly sunny and cold, high 16 to 22. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, high in the 20s. On Thursday, increasing clouds with a chance of snow or a wintry mix developing, high in the 20s to lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.